Well, I think I heard it was, you know, one of the lacrosse games, but did you change body type a little bit? What did you learn from that? Are you going to play maybe a little bigger based on what you learned from last season?
I just had to gain a little bit more weight just so I can, you know, anchor when I get those bull rushes and things like that. Just talk with my coaches and the front office, and they want me to get a little bit bigger. So I'll probably stay around 300 to 305 is sort of my range. Feel comfortable there, feel more explosive and powerful. Probably no more than about 308 is what I'm feeling. So I feel confident there. My body feels good, and I'm looking forward to the season.
What were you last year at the end?
Like 290 to 295. So I put on a lot of muscle this off season. I feel good. My body feels healthy, so that's all that matters right now.
How'd you think your first year went?
You know, there's rocky moments. You know, rookies got to go through certain things. And so I'm just looking forward to, you know, as I watched a lot of film, trying to fix my mistakes, trying to do everything I can possible to get ready, knowing that we have a new quarterback in. So I got to be ready to protect him. So I'm excited for that. And I feel really good going into year two. I feel a lot calmer and collective. You know, a lot of the offense is pretty similar. Things, just new terminology. So just looking forward to it. And I'm excited to see what happens this season.
I
mean, year one is different from year two. You know, this is where you make your big leaps and bounds, is what everyone tells me. And just talking to, you know, Matt Russell and talking to Coach Musgrave, but my biggest help is Coach Strauss and Coach Kugler, our offensive line coaches, of just putting trust in. You know, last year, you know, I just came in and, you know, I was raw. You know, I only played offensive tackle for not too long, but now I have a season under my belt, so I understand what it means to be in the NFL and hold down that left side and know that where my quarterback's going to set up every single play, which is a big help, knowing that our offense is a lot more simpler and complex. So just going out there and playing fast is the thing that I'm going to focus on, which is going to help me stay focused. Also, to move my feet, you know, we changed up our pass sets and everything like that with Coach Strauss. He did a great job with all of our tackles. So just trusting him, trusting in the process, and knowing that, you know, if my feet get there before my hands, I'm going to be all right. I think it's very smart because, you know, you got two different people that know about the game. They can see different things. You know, Coach Kugler does a great job with the centers and guards, and Coach Strauss does a great job with us tackles, teaching us things. But they're on the same page. I think that's the biggest thing, knowing that they both believe in what we have, our philosophy, and everything like that. So both of them believing in it is just going to help us, you know, believing it more, and knowing that we can do everything possible to play for them and play for the guys around us.
Been having six quarterback changes, three different guys. How difficult did that make it in pass protection, given that they had different skill sets?
You know, like I said again, you know, I liked all of them. It was my job to do what I had to do to protect them, and I didn't do a good job of that. I'll be the first one to admit that. It wasn't the best that I wanted to play. You know, I was learning. I was new. You know, having all that stuff on top of my head is no excuses. So I learned, you know, like I said, they brought in Coach Strauss for a reason, to help me. I truly believe with everything that he needs to do. Just trusting him and learning, meeting with him every single day and just going over the things I need to do. As you guys watch me out there, I feel different. I feel a lot different. I feel more smooth. But I feel that like weight's a big thing for me too, knowing that I can anchor and shoot my hands. But it was a big learning curve last year. But now I can take all that and apply it into my game. And, you know, there's only uphill for me. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Obviously, you haven't had him on the field yet, but what has Jared Valdir brought into your room?
Oh, Jared Valdir is a leader. You know, he's been in the league for 8-9 years, I believe. And he's worked with me every single day. You know, he's always telling me to take breaths at the line and stay calm and collective. And, you know, he's a great leader for me. You know, learning from a guy like that, knowing that he's been there, he's taken lots of snaps, thousands of snaps, and knowing that that I can trust him, and he can trust me, and we can work together. But, you know, he's learning out there with our new pass sets and our new offense. So knowing that a guy that's so, he's brilliant, smart. He knows everything. And so he brings that smartness and helps me understand everything. So I just got to continue to trust him and know that he's going to help me continue to craft my game.
Demarius told us that Case is really taking control of the huddle.
Is that something you've noticed as well, and how do you like that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm grateful we had Case here. I think he brings a demeanor here. He had that season he had in Minnesota was not a fluke thing. It was 100% who he is. A man that's been benched and moved around multiple times and still fought his way to the top and took his team as far as he did. That's a big picture in my eyes. When we brought him in, I had to do my research and understood what a man he is, and knowing that, he's been with his wife for a long time, which just goes to show you what type of man he is. And knowing that everything he does, but he's collective, he gets in that huddle and demands, but he showed us, in the off season before we even started OTAs, he's bringing us along. We're doing outings together, hockey games and all those things. And, he's taking control. His wife does a great job bringing the other wives together, which I think is a big thing that we all get together and understand each other. Because that's what a team is, understanding each other. And if we understand each other and we get on the field, then it's easy.
What's it been like going up against Bradley Chubb, and what are your first impressions of him?
Bradley Chubb is a hard worker. I'm very grateful he's on our team. He's a great guy to go against. We have Von Miller, which, is always a leader and a teacher. It's a bummer about Shane Ray, but, he still teaches. He's still a leader on that sidelines. You have Bradley Chubb that brings in a whole different demeanor of the game. Knowing how fast he is and explosive he is, it's just going to help me and help him in the long run. And I'm grateful to have him as a teammate. I sit right next to him in the locker room. So knowing and watching him work in the weight room and doing everything possible and knowing that, the pressure that he has, he's done a great job with all that, and I'm just excited to see his future.
One last one, Nikki.
When you look back on last season, what was the biggest challenge for you just making the transition from college to the league?
Say it again.
When you look back on last season, what do you think was the biggest challenge for you in making the transition from college to the pros?
I think just understanding defenses. In college, you can just sort of show up and play. And knowing that, if a starter's out, they can attack that area. But in the NFL, if one starter's out, the backup guy's just as good. And they're one snap away from, becoming the starter. And so just knowing that, and the defenses move so fast, the players move so fast. So that was a big thing for me. But I felt like I settled in, when I needed to settle in. I did make mistakes. Like I said, I'll be the first one to admit that. But at the same time, I feel like those mistakes just continue to, light a fire in my head that, no, I can play in this league, know that I can do the things I need to do for this team and protect Case with everything that I have, so that he can open up pass lanes and let our running backs do what they need to do through the hole. So I'm just, like I said, we have a great start. We have great leaders here, with Case leading our offense and Demarius and Emmanuel and all those guys behind us. It's a great start, and I'm just looking forward to see how far we can go. I know we have a bright future, so I'm excited.